Can hauling freight across the country be as easy as Ubering across town? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Tracy Samuelson, in for Molly Wood. The hailing options for Uber aren't just sedan, SUV, pool. The company has a trucking business as well, called Uber Freight. Instead of pairing riders with cars, Uber's built a separate platform to pair shipments with trucks that can deliver them. Deborah Lockridge is editor-in-chief at Heavy Duty Trucking and TruckingInfo.com. She says Uber sees opportunity in what's called the spot freight market, linking shippers and truckers, typically for one-off shipments.
A lot of larger trucking companies and shippers have contracts in place, long-term contracts to handle freight. So spot freight, which makes up about a quarter of the freight moved, is often moved by these smaller companies and what we call owner-operators. And that's really where this kind of freight matching technology has a real place.
Okay. And so why do you think Uber would want to be in this business? Like, how similar or different might hailing a truck be to hailing a cab?
Well, on the surface, you would think that there should be a lot of similarities, right? That you're matching the person who wants to get a ride with the person who has a vehicle, and that on the freight side, you're matching the company that has a vehicle open to the shipper that wants to ship the freight. But there's a lot more going on in the background when it comes to truckloads. There are a lot of regulations on federal level, state level. There are a lot more concerns about what type of freight it is. The same kind of company that moves that load of freight to Walmart is not necessarily going to move a flatbed load of steel.
Okay. And Uber's not the first company who's had this idea, right? There are companies doing similar things, mostly growing out of the trucking industry as opposed to the tech industry.
Yeah, using technology to help make that match between shipper and freight is not a new idea. In fact, there's one company that started back in the 70s at truck stops using TV monitors and phones called Dial-A-Truck to kind of help with this matching up. They're still around. They now have an app. They have a website. So there's a lot of competition in this space. You've got tech people that think they can come in and do a better job because they know the technology and they may well be able to. But there's some skepticism about whether they have the true understanding of the trucking industry to really make it work.
Do you think Uber Freight will be successful?
It may well be. They've hired a lot of people actually from the brokerage industry to help with sort of all that back end needed behind the actual app. But, there's so many startups that come and go. It's really hard to tell at this point.
Deborah Lockridge is editor-in-chief of Heavy Duty Trucking and TruckingInfo.com. That competition she mentioned a second ago, yeah, Uber's definitely not alone in seeing green here. Similar startups have raised more than $450 million since 2011. That's according to research firm Armstrong & Associates. I'm Tracy Samuelson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is 8 p.m.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.